Blog Talk Radio.
This is Butt Naked, your new Alabamian champion. I would like to say thanks to all my fans and supporters. But most importantly, I would like to say thanks to all my haters and doubters. Y'all are the reason why I do this shit. That man said I spazzed on y'all, cause a billion motherfucker wanna see me fall. You know what, man? In the first Grudge Inc. magazine, I print it. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. With that being said, I brought that belt back. Sweet on Alabama. Also, I like to say, when Dave Floyd had that belt, no one will challenge him for it. Now that I have it, I hear others want it now, including my co-host, DJ Grant, to whom I would still oblige him by pissing on his motherfucking motor any given Sunday or Saturday. Call me, boy.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating a joint for traps.
Most like I'ma die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with me. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. Yeah. First thing first, I'll evolve my hitters. This rap, 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 and I evolve my hitters. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitters. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. You smoke, smoke some, you drink, drink. Jazz on the block, what the they don't think. That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up.
All right, all right, all right, all right. This is the DJ Grant and Butt Naked Show, Grudge Inc. Tuesday nights. I don't know where the booty naked is, but I got my main man DJ Grant on, trying to hold it down for DJ and Butt Naked. DJ,
can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, homeboy. What's going on?
I was wondering when I was in. What's happening, Mr. Biz, King Biz, a.k.a.
Hey,
King
man.
Biz.
Hey, I just left Old Times Buffet. If anybody's in the Macon area, right there on Gray Highway, this is the first, they say you can't say first annual because I guess you have to be second annual, but the inaugural Grudge Inc., Tuesday night for the kids, of kids appreciation. Man, go up to Old Times Buffet, man, and free food. They got a car show going on up there.
We got
face painting up there for the kids. I just left. I think I'm about to have a stroke because I done ate two or three times. Yeah, dog it, I'm telling you, fried chicken. That's the first time I've ever seen fried pork ribs. I didn't eat it because I don't want my blood pressure to go up, but I seen some country fried pork ribs. I ain't never seen that in my life. So I guess I'm in the I guess I'm in the country when you see I done seen barbecue boil, but I ain't never ever seen deep fried pork ribs. Oh my goodness! But but they have macaroni.
South Stanley showing you new tricks, new stuff, new flavors.
Yeah, deep fried pork ribs, man. Got to be more careful. But man, I'm telling you, man, they got a spaghetti casserole down there, cabbage, beans, turnip, and mustard. They got steak down there. Ooh, steak so tender you could cut it with a fork. Man, I'm telling you, they got every type of food down there that you could, and it's got the best price. FREE. So if you in the Macon area,
all this food is free.
Man, it is free. Well, I ain't pay for it. I didn't pay for it. Just when you get down there, just look for Jay Barnes and get one of those grudgy white wristbands and get on down there. Hold on, hold on. I don't know if I can mention that. let me see if that number is on. If you and you want to mention that, 586-4930. If you want to mention what you just text me, press the 1 button, because I don't want to be the one. It's a whole lot of people calling, talking about a certain person sold a certain car. If you want to be the one to be on the radio and tell the fans that certain person sold a certain car, be my guest. Oh. I do not want to be the one to have those breaking news.
I ain't in it.
Yeah, that's their business. They ain't got nothing to do with me. So he just texted me. Mm-hmm. So if you want to mention that, I will open your mic. I just seen Willie Dawg. I done seen Willie Dawg in the last month. And more Grudge Inc. things than I. There's some Grudge Inc. members.
It's all. I tell you, I got to get into this stuff here, man. Cause I actually, you know, had a real good time down there in Van Austin, man. It was good to see all the fellow Grudge racers and the fans, and to see some damn racing. But I mean, and listen to a couple of shows. I mean, it's been damn chaos on some of these shows where you really couldn't hear what was going on. And I want to try to slow it down a little bit. And I'm going to probably need Dawg helping a little bit. So we'll open Dawg mic here in just a second. Because he can
I don't think he's on. He ain't on.
Okay. They probably still over there on the
Dawg,
listen in, or if they chime in, just we'll
But he's down at Old Times Buffet with Jay Barnes.
He
brought Cole Black. He bought Cole Black, and I'm telling you, man, Willie Dawg, man, like I said, he really good with kids, man. He brought my car down there, man, and it was just, I just thank him for even, you know, coming all the way from Augusta and bringing the car over, man. He let the kids sit in the car, and he spent his $50 and filled up the nitrous bottle, and he done let the kids turn on the nitrous and let the kids purge it. Take pictures, man. I mean, it's a good thing, man. When the kids, because I mean, it kind of like scare the kids a little bit when they press that nitrous button and it purges out, man. So I mean, he down there, he had Pro Mark Kwan down there, and he had Dirty Red and the Icy Boys down there. He tried to lock the Icy Boys. He tried to lock the Icy Boys up and try to run them on the street. He said, "We go right there on Gray Highway. Get out." So man, they having a good time down there. I had four kids with me, two of mine and two of the neighbors. And got Dogger, we went down there. We ate steak, chicken, macaroni and cheese, cabbage, spaghetti. They got ice cream. They got peanut butter cookies, brownies. So if you're in the Macon, Georgia area, and you can get down there before 8 o'clock, Lady A is down there.
Sound like they just missed the cutoff. They got to be there by 8.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nine. I'm sorry, nine. You got 49
nine,
minutes.
Okay. Got 45
nine,
minutes.
Yeah, 45 minutes. Lady A is down there. John Four is down there. Willie Dawg. I mean, you got so many people down there, man.
Wow.
It's a certain person down there that just bought a certain person's motor, and I'm they down there with they car and down there doing it for the kids. So we having a good time, man. You got one hand up. Hold on. All right, Mark.
Who won't wait?
Hold on, God.
Hey, who listen to me? I appreciate y'all. Hey, y'all looking out for the kid and everything. That's a good thing. When y'all motherfuckers get y'all ass down, who won't be?
Okay, wait a minute, boy. God damn, out there.
I got a 404 number. Hold on. 404-4649. Your mic is open.
I hear you.
What you want to do, Twin?
I hear you.
Y'all ready?
As dog as you no. Called him. He answered the buzzer.
Y'all ready, sir? I already do it.
We're not
y'all
ready yet, Mark. No.
Okay, all right, sir. No problem. Just call
okay,
him when you're ready.
I got a question for you, Mark. When they get ready, is you going to see
them? Hey, sir, when y'all get ready, we ready, sir. When y'all get ready, give me a call, sir. Hey, next line, what's next on?
Mark, y'all
yes,
got
sir,
a couple
yes,
races
sir.
Coming on over there, right? In the next month
yes,
or so,
sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
I'm waiting on the memo, so then nobody call me and get permission.
Okay.
Get the paperwork right.
No disrespect,
okay,
sir. You ain't got no oil press right now. You got to set the fuck up.
Send that memo.
Hey, next
send that
level,
memo. Send that memo, Mark, so we can get y'all permission to have some over at our place.
Hey, man, I just text you, man. Goddamn, man. You ain't got no oil press, man. Let me have my motherfucking front seat.
Okay, I'm on you.
Goddamn, man.
I'm gone.
All right, appreciate you. Goodbye. All right. DJ, what the fuck you keep laughing for, DJ? Y'all be the next motherfucker.
Hold on, man. I ain't saying that. I knew you were talking about something. I said, I knew that when Twin said you had to have permission. You know, I told you. They said they own Holly Springs. I'll make sure you had cleared them before you went to the trash. I want to make
sir, listen, sir. Just called them people. They say not ready yet. I'm through talking. When they get ready, they'll let me know. So they don't
okay,
have
to. All I was trying to verify, I just want to make sure that when they do get ready, it's gonna be the same way. That's all.
We're gonna be the same way. We're gonna go to Holly Springs. I ain't gonna be like the rest of these crybaby motherfuckers. We gonna go to Holly Springs, over there where we just came from, both of us, and put that shit down and cut them counters on. That's what we gonna do. I ain't with all that other bullshit.
There we go.
Yeah,
that's it.
They can leave their 315s on, just like we'll leave ours on. Cut it on.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, can you call Danielle or somebody? I need to fuck somebody up.
Okay.
No,
okay,
I smell some ice cream.
Okay, bitch, can you get Danielle?
Because
I
need
to say
Danielle
gonna
come
down.
Well, Danielle got a race Saturday, so are you going to go up there?
No, nah, we ain't going up there. You know we got a race Sunday.
Okay.
Here. Well, I'm trying to lock
okay, well,
his hands in for the 17th.
He got a race on the 2nd. Y'all got a race
on the
3rd.
Right.
He got a race on the 2nd. So.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I ain't know where I'm going to be able to go up there and come back here, sir. I ain't know where I'm going to do it. I didn't know nothing about his race, number one. Yeah, you just spoke on it. I ain't know nothing about his race, sir.
That's right, sir.
Yeah, yeah, that's
right. Don Ye, the undisputed king of the North.
No. You're lying now.
I'm lying?
Hell yeah, you're lying. I beat this motherfucker.
He ain't on the street. I said, king of the North, Mo.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right. He better say his ass up there then.
God damn, Mo. Well, one thing I got to
okay.
say, I can let Mar talk like that. Y'all hear him talk because he walk it like he talk. 901. With his loud officer. And just like Mark is talking, that's just how they act when they're at the track. They was not bagging up. If anything, it seemed like other people was bagging up. I just got to call it like I see it.
You spread that faggot ass tongue right. Talk all that bullshit and pay that punk out money like that. I don't respect no guy like that.
I never tell you, and I'm going to speak on that. I like Tony Wright, but at the same time, I seen the video Tony Wright was saying. But it didn't seem like that's how it was when both cars or both people, both parties was on the ground. You know. Hold on 1 second, y'all.
Well, all right, let's talk about it. Let's talk about
hey,
it.
Hey, who
yeah.
is Biz?
Yeah.
Biz, can you please give me somebody with some 29s, 315s on their phone locked me in for the 17th?
The 17th.
Well, y'all
okay.
got y'all
yeah.
told about well, locked in, man.
Man, we don't care. No, that ain't a cone. That ain't ice cream on cone. That ain't a cone. I want some action.
Well, Mark,
I
know
plan,
this is
man.
Tuesday. This is Tuesday. I know we had Monday, but a lot of people didn't hear about. A lot of people didn't hear about what happened Saturday. So I do want to give a race report of what happened.
Okay.
Down
well,
there Saturday
on,
at
Valdosta.
Yeah, because I was personally there. Yeah, I was personally
uh-huh.
there, and I got
okay.
and I got a chance to see Candy Cane in action.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna tell you when I stepped on the premises, Willie Dawg told me if Lil Rick don't look any better, Candy Cane is gonna give him his lunch. So Lil Rick can't Lil. Little Rick, hey, DJ, take over for a second. I got my little daughter right here. I'm sorry, y'all.
Hey, DJ, could you please push the button for anybody with 29, 315 on for the 17th?
Y'all hear the man talking.
We
but,
are trying to rate. I'm so glad your little love, Rizzo, turn ass. What's his name? Stay down there in Montgomery. CC ain't nearby, better not say nothing.
Listen, man, I can't really do nothing to the sun. I got to the track a little after sunset, which was probably about 8:45 or so, which I ain't really missed nothing, but the shootout, or most of the shootout. But I got there right at the time when everything was finna go down. All the grudge ring and everything, everybody that was talking, that's when everybody was coming up to the lane and finna do something. Everybody screaming, still trying to say Lil Rick, but at the same time, a lot of them was confused. They said, that goddamn candy cane looked good. The candy cane looked good. So I was able to see candy cane make a shakedown. And I said, shoot, candy cane looked good to me. I seen Lil Rick make a shake now. Lil Rick looks good. But like I said, I'll tell you like this. Tonight I'm down with the 901 bad boys. I said, come on, rob me.
How the hell you get an application already? Let me
listen,
talk with
you. Hold on, man. I sat there and would just take, I'll take a $100 bitch. I had to got me about eight or nine folks on the hook. I had the whole lot of guys. There ain't no way in the world I'm going to find all these people. I talked to Pike. Pike said, shit, we finna fuck him up. I said, uh-oh, that's all I need to know. Somebody said, there's some more. I said, hold up. I ain't going to bend over. But, man, them two cars struck up out of there. That goddamn candy cane is the truth. That's all I can say. Got them 901, got their mojo back. And I ain't seen nobody that really wanted to go with y'all. Whit was like a gorilla at the track. I said, God damn, Whit trying to get... And the race almost didn't get off. Whit, not the other race, I'm sorry, the other race, with him and Big Low. Big Low, I knocked the tires off, but I honestly got to admit, I don't think it would have made a difference.
I was just finna say, DJ, I don't want to hear that shit about somebody knocking the tires off.
No.
We knocking the tires off, we don't never hear. So that's his damn fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, DJ, is anybody going to call you a 29? What that other guy that stay in Chicago with all them goddamn servos there? Well,
what's his
name?
Terry SBO?
Yeah. Yeah, where his goddamn ass at? I'm sick of him. Tell him to get his ass on down.
I'm sure he's on the line. I'm about 99.9% sure he's on the line, but I am not controlling the board. Biz is controlling the board as soon as he get back on the line.
Yeah. Fuck him,
man.
Take more turbos on that motherfucker. Come on with me.
All I got to say, I mean, not trying to take nothing away from nobody. With the 901 Bad Boys was the aggressor at the track. And bottom line, they the team to beat in my eyes right now. They walking it like they talking. Not trying to take, but I do got to give props to everybody that stepped up. I got to give props to Lil Rick for racing. I got to give props to Big Low for racing. I got to give props to everybody that race. Ben's even got his asshole blowed out. But the bottom line, they engaged.
Yeah, they did
but,
do that. Now.
You know, 901 been catching a lot of hell, and they've been talking a lot of shit. And, you know, the 29 entire car has been late coming out, but they're coming out late, but they're showing up and showing out. So all I can say is it looks like it's going to get real good, real quick here, real soon.
Hey, can you call Cold Killer? I want to kill the killer.
You want to kill the killer?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He got 29. He'll raise. I know he'll raise. Call Killer. See if we can lock in on 20. All right.
Soon as Biz get back on the line, I don't know what he's doing, but we'll see if we can't get Cold Killer on the line.
Yeah, we got to kill the killer.
Yeah, the kid again. So basically what you're trying to say, Morgan, ain't nobody safe.
Nobody. What? Everybody, we got 29-315. Let's go. Fuck it. Let's go. Hey, they don't win some money. Why won't get a head whoop a whoop slam?
You think
we built them to look at them? We built them something to race. Let's race. When we didn't have them, everybody was talking crazy and shit, so now we're ready to race.
Yep.
Killing them didn't say no. I'm quite sure they had to work on their shit, but they ready. We ready. Same way I told Live Action, we ready. When y'all get ready, give us a call. We ain't ducking.
Hold on, one second.
Y'all put that beef shit on somebody else. I ain't beef.
Nah. You know, that's my trout bagging up. That's my trout bagging up.
I got this motherfucker low.
No, y'all ain't bagging up, Mark. Hell no. I'm gonna call a spade a spade. I'm gonna say how it is. It is what it is, man. A lot of people might not like it, but hell, it is. It is what it is. Now, I really want to get Terry on or somebody else on to tell me about the action from up north, because all the action ain't just all about the south. It's still, you know, the north had a race up there this weekend. I want to hear about what went on up there. I heard Cold Killer was up in the north, so I want to, you know, hear from somebody from the north to see what's going on that way. Because here pretty soon,
man,
we're going to meet the road. Everybody, you know, I have a good time in Vidal. That's the way it's supposed to go down, like how it went down in Vidal this weekend. That's the way it's supposed to go down.
Hey, you want to hear about the North? Call Leek and Leon. He's going to tell you the whole goddamn report.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think so, man.
Yeah, hold on a sec. Yeah. What you said, Leek and Leon, put the woman. I got to wait for Beers to get back on, though. Like I said, I ain't got access to the board. As soon as Beers get back on, I'm still Leek and Leon alone.
Hey,
yeah.
What's up with the boy Butt Naked talking too now? And y'all look up, he got a friend of the paint.
Right. He wasn't.
What's up with Butt Naked talking too? What's wrong with Butt Naked? He all right?
He all right. He'll be on in a minute. He had to go to I think he had a death in the family, so he got to respect that. But I think it's him. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's where he is. But he said he should be on, you know, about 45 minutes or so into the show. So he'll be on to answer your question about that. I think he been doing some work to the car, and I think he about got everything straightened out. So he should be popping up at somebody racetrack here pretty soon, and, you know, seeing what the business is. I ain't got no oil pressure either, Mark, but I can tell you this, it won't be long.
All right. Ain't worried about it. Wait, you see that motherfucker Junior run, you holler, ooh, we
don't want to. Now, I got to admit, I saw Junior in action too this weekend.
You know, ooh,
Junior looked,
we don't want that motherfucker.
Junior looked damn good. I mean, but, you know, honestly, Junior looked
If I made Debo Dim fall out, I know I made you fall out. Me, that motherfucker, they ain't fucking
out. I hear you, Mark. I feel you. And I gotta admit, that's what y'all been doing, that's what y'all been saying, and y'all been bagging it up. So I'm ready to see who gonna jump their ass out that night. So the way it was, the rumor that was circulating around the track down in Valdosta was like, just like that, 901 back on top. I guess from beating Lil Rick, because I guess Lil Rick had to be was the aggressor as far as, you know, was looked at as the aggressor on 29.
Hey, really, we didn't want to run Lil Rick. Be honest with you, we want what's the one with the white car? What's his name?
Real Tree.
Yeah, we really want to run Real Tree. That's who we really come to fuck up. You know,
hey,
Lil Rick got in the way. Lil Rick got in the way. It went for Lil Rick now. For Real Tree.
Now, one thing I can say about Real Tree, I don't think that's gonna deter Real Tree. I think Real Tree will still get his ass up there.
Well, what's the hold up? Huh?
I mean, I don't know. He may be listening, or he may be still on Dog Show. I don't know if Dog Do coming back on, but I mean, I don't know when y'all can work that out. But I don't think he's gonna bag up.
How y'all feel good on the gap? I'm
gonna
gap
get on the gap.
Bit.
Y'all gonna gap,
yeah.
Real true.
Yeah, I'm sick of him.
Okay, I can assure you, I'm sure he will be getting that memo here probably in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm trying to rave. We trying to rave, man. I feel some type of way. What? Call Tight Man, somebody, man. I need to come run Cold Killer back. He beat me all last year. Y'all ain't going to give me a chance of my money back?
Yeah, that sounds, yeah, they got to do that now.
They beat me with Kenny Kane.
Soon as my technician...
Man, you need to buy your technician. He must have ran off with the baby. He was going to get kidnapping time, man. What the hell wrong with Bill?
I don't know where the hell Bill is at, man. Bill, where you at, man? Where you at? I'm going to text him.
Damn pork chop, cabbage, peanut butter cookies. He must love those peanut butter cookies.
I gotta say this. David Floyd did get on the had the announcement on the announcer on had them announce anybody on the ground on 29. He ain't kept nothing about here running with it. David Floyd did say that.
He did say that. I did hear that.
Yeah, he said that.
He said anybody, lottie dottie anybody.
Well, he must wait to goddamn 10:59 and say it.
actually, he said it before y'all ran, right before y'all ran Big Low.
Okay,
right
so
y'all
what
ran
the fuck
Big
happened?
Low.
Okay, so what happened at the Big Low? Why it didn't happen?
Because y'all ran Big Low. Y'all ran Big Low.
We better ran Big Low. What's the name with Duke?
It would have been easy money because I think that pass he broke.
Yeah.
The very next pass they Floyd broke.
Yeah, you see what I'm talking about? That
No. They didn't break. No. They was calling them out with the twin. They had the nicest car. They had Obamacare, and they had the twin turbo car. They were calling everybody out with the twin turbo car.
One of the cars broke, man.
That was the nicest car.
Well, I tell you what, you tell David Floyd motherfucking ass he ain't safe nowhere I go. He better not motherfucking be there. And we can lock his sweet ass in while Hollis Brown on the 17th. Fuck David Floyd. And his buddy, too.
God damn.
Damn.
Woo!
Tell him Mark Obama said that. I prove that goddamn bitch.
Well, I tell you, boy, y'all cannot stop the goddamn 901 when they got the mojo. Good gracious, lie. Y'all have to go.
I mean, they trained to go.
And for those that don't believe that they walking like they talking, all you got to do is get on their phone and say log in and see if they won't go to your ass.
Yeah, but I mean, they look good. They look good.
They
look
good.
Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. You wait till guys
get home. And I'm gonna say this. They raced in both lanes. They beat Lil Rick in the left lane, and they beat Big Low in the right lane. So they raced both lanes. They was racing, and Rick always tell me they run the track. So they raced the track. So, you know, if somebody said that the left lane was better than the right, or the right was it. Better than the left. They ran both lanes. I like that. But to change the subject just a little bit, last night we talked about the belts. We talked about a belt, which was the top sportsman belt.
Please tell me you're going to give us just a solution, though. What was the solution? Yeah. I swear I don't want to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I'm about to get to that.
Thanks.
Stone Cold is the current holder of the top sportsman's belt. What was told to me this morning, he is relinquishing, he's giving up the belt because he cannot make the call. He is giving up the belt, and the coroner and another gentleman out of the East Coast is
gonna run for this
Saturday in Maryland at the MRI at Larry T's race. So the winner of that race will have the belt. Anybody with a top sportsman car. As of Sunday, you can send in your deposit and lock the winner in. And coming soon, we're going to have a special show where all three shows are tied in together, and we're going to name who has what belt. What belt Bud Necky hold? Who has the S10 belt? Who has the 28 belt? Who has this belt? Who has, you know.
You got a
full
jacket. Huh?
Hey, Biz, what we got to do to get that belt from Bud Necky, motherfucking ass?
I need to send a deposit.
Okay. Well, where you at? I need to send in for 17.
y'all money good with me. You ain't just tell
well,
me.
Well, well,
lock
him in. 2-on-5 on the 17 of Hollis Front.
Hold on. I'm about to shoot that down right quick. Mark, let me tell you something. The one with the belt has the choice of where they run at. Get ready to run it on the street. Dealing with butt naked, get ready to run on the street, and asphalt, in the field. So just get ready to run at a track that you don't want to go to.
Don't do it like that.
I will check this out then. Well, I'm going to let him call. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. How about that?
Say that again. I had to click over. What did you say?
I said, I'm going to let him call the place. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't.
Okay.
I got to score before I lock my money in it.
You got to trust him. If he tell you he want to run it in Montgomery, he say he want to run
that
in
ain't
the
where
you going to
tell him. You know
what
he, nah,
saying,
you know what you know where he gonna want to run at LaGrange.
He said LaGrange.
He gonna want to run at LaGrange. LaGrange to Phoenix City. So you know, strap up.
Yeah. Like I said, if that's what it is, now I feel like I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. If you lock him in, he got what he got? 30 days.
30 days. 30 days.
And we got 30 days. He got 30 days, we got 30 days, right?
Yeah.
All right then, that's cool.
So are you officially calling Butt Naked out right now?
Yeah. What
do you think I'm playing? No. You kind of changed when I told you got to run at his track.
I asked you. Do I have a choice if I lock my money in before I lock my money in to go with what track he want to pick?
Yeah, you can pull that back. You can pull it back.
Okay, that's why I'm asking. I don't want to get to a situation. He say this and I in the race locked in. I got to do it. No, I don't want that. Now if I got a choice, lock his sweet ass in. Get him, text him. He ain't doing nothing over there at the weight. He coming on out of there. They don't put no two jeans at the weight. They don't wear no suit at the weight.
Hold on one second. 706-7770. Your mic is open.
I'm just listening.
You just listening?
Yeah.
All right. Push the one button to take your hand down, sir. Push the one button to take take your hand down.
Hey, Mr. Big, you don't mind? Can you get Donye motherfucking ass on the phone? I'm trying to whoop him.
All right, let me get Donye on the phone. Hold on one second.
Ooh, you ain't playing anymore.
Huh?
You ain't playing with him, huh?
Nah, for what? What we do? Build him this year, over this year, let him sit in the trailer?
Tony Bond is locked in with the gang.
Tony Bond is locked in with Memphis gang. That ain't number duck walk. That ain't number duck walk. That's a first degree murder picking on a kid. That ain't nothing.
Come on, man.
Man, that ain't nothing, man. You best believe that old curly head and Mike on here. They did right, man, on that day. You can believe
Come on,
that
man.
Now. Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, I guarantee you don't have no activator in here. Why would you do? They've been beefing a year.
Huh?
They've been little slick beefing a year. You know he's going to get down with
it. So how long for the gangsters actually ready to go?
The gangsters, it should be ready today. They ain't taxes fired up everything. And they all number one held up to do 2 weeks ago. And that shit should be ready. It don't take that long, dude. That shit should be ready. They ain't started nothing.
Come on, man.
Hey, man, you ain't got nothing but another week, so you know damn well they got to be ready. They locking in. That's common sense.
They logging in for they even know what the goddamn car gonna do.
Okay, well, guess what? That show you they some bad motherfuckers. So they got all week. Where's Bo Snow this week?
That's what I'm talking about. God damn.
Yeah, no, that way ain't supposed to
notice
because it ain't 9 degrees all week.
9-1 trying to take over. Is anybody going to put this one button and shut Mark the hell up? What gangster
you talking about? Who you talking about?
Violent Code.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Why you ain't got done yet on this phone yet? That's what I
want
to
know. I called him. He didn't answer.
Law have mercy. That's the first degree murder. He done. Cut the alarm clock on. Beat my.
When y'all gonna finally, when y'all and Tony Wright gonna run? When that gonna happen? No,
Mr. DJ. It's so much bullshit about time spies and who got what. Go buy your shit. I don't even understand why people are gambling. And then worry about what the next man got as far as time. Go buy you something. Get the ass down.
I got to agree with you there, Mark. I mean, we talking about.
Hey, it's Wesley. I can't get that right now. I'll give you a call later.
We talking about a pair of $400-$500 ties.
If they
supposed to pick your car and make it that much faster, why in the fuck don't you have an extra set in your trailer?
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna say this though. You gotta have knowledge of how to run a 350. You gotta have knowledge to know how to run.
You gotta know what you're doing.
This is why I want to stop you right here, Bill. You wrong for that because number one, you ain't. Ask Turbo Tim. Turbo Tim put the motherfucker straight on his car and came over there.
I'm gonna say this because what Biz is telling the truth now. What Biz is saying is right now. You got to know what the fuck you're doing. It's all about having a chassis man to know what the hell they're doing, how to set up your spring or your shocks, what the shocks
yes,
want to make it get that tire right. That's what it's all about. But it ain't really no. All it takes is a knowledgeable motherfucker knowing what they're doing, and you can have them on your car working. Period.
Okay, and after this then. So I guess we the only motherfucker got a motherfucker know how to work on chances to make it work.
No, but you got to keep it 100, though, Mark. A lot of them guys are old school, where the new school, like old school guys, still banking their motor. But some of these new school guys don't bank their motor. They use progressives.
Let me say this also because I gotta keep it real. Actually, y'all have put slicks on y'all car at other track, and then y'all can't get down either more.
That's why y'all don't put slicks
on y'all car and y'all radios on a car at another type of track. Y'all have to miss you too.
DJ, bounce this right here though, DJ.
Uh-huh.
Number one is, I feel like this. I'm going to come with what the fuck I need to win. So
I understand. I ain't got no problem with that. And I don't have a problem. I mean, my problem is because when this thing did start out, it was 28,275, 29,315. That's how it was.
My thing is we got
people that's in the quote-unquote the elite status. That shouldn't have no problem getting their cars dialed in or tuned. That shouldn't be an issue because all these so-called elites are dealing with people that can make the chassis change or chassis adjustment or shock adjustment or whatever to make their car work on that 29 or that 315. So you're coming to win. Y'all was at a service where it worked good for 29. Or it worked for slick, good for slick. And a drag racer. So you had the choice to choose whatever the fuck tie you wanted to put on it.
I feel like I'm going to run what I test with. Fuck that. I ain't changed mine for damn motherfucker.
Yeah, but at the same time, Mark, you just ain't going to go anywhere and race either.
Well, number one, if I get down, if I feel like I can't get down, if I'm locked in with a motherfucker, I ain't might well give him the money. I'd rather give him $1,000 than give him $5,000.
So therefore, he trying to get you off your square and tell you to come over to Jackson.
He ain't never trying to get me off my square, because guess what? He just paid the motherfucking lockup money. That's common sense. So fuck him.
I'm talking about, so you weren't on the show yesterday. He was trying to lock you in to come to Jackson yesterday, or lock the car in, not you.
I was on the show. That ain't going to happen. So you know why?
Well, exactly.
I'm going to tell you why, bitch. It's common sense. Just be honest with yourself. Every time we run a motherfucker, it's our choice now. It's not our fault. Mm-hmm. It's our choice. Because we're a crew. We run a motherfucker where everybody else going to be at. But come on, man, motherfucker, I ain't none of that going on this year, bitch.
That's what I said. He was trying to get you off your square to come. Right. That's what I said. If you go off and go somewhere else and get your head blowed out because you couldn't be at your best, then that's your fault.
A person ain't, if a motherfucker worry about that this year, I guess they can say we ain't gonna rate. Because only three or four players, we gonna go. You don't see me just like I just talked to Mr. Twin them. You didn't see me disrespect them. Okay, so I know where we got to be at. I ain't got no problem with that. Let us know when y'all get ready. Ain't no sense we arguing about that.
Yeah, I already know where I'm going to see y'all at. I'll see y'all in Orlando. I know where y'all going to get down there.
And I'll see you
at the end of the year in Orlando.
They're
going to be at Trick or Treat. This is them other guys going to come to Trick or Treat.
Orlando and Trick or Treat definitely going to be.
Right. They're gonna be at one of them. So
I believe Killer Race is gonna be a hell of a race.
If Killer Race come around, we gonna be at Killer Race. All we trying to do is race right now though. Who was motherfucking push that button? Fuck us up.
Mm-hmm.
We're pumped out Kool Aid.
Hello, DJ.
Can you call Cold Killer for
him? I don't have his number.
All right. You got what's that block? I'm going, man. What's his name, Cold Killer? I can't think of his name right now.
Tight Man?
Yeah, Tight Man. You ain't got Tight Man number?
Nah, I ain't got none of their number.
Oh, okay.
Somebody on the phone, DJ, you got a full house, and, you got one hand up. Hold on.
Zillion texts, too.
What's going on, man? I'm just hollering at you, listening at the show.
What's going on,
What's
baby?
What's up, Will? How you doing, Will?
All right, man. I just listening at the show. What's happening, Mark?
DJ. How you doing, bro?
Hey, what's happening, Will?
Hey, you going to Donye Race Saturday?
Yeah, I'm cooking up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just try to get him on the phone. Promote his race this Saturday in Cordova. Just get on guys in the Chicagoland area. Just get on 80 going west towards Iowa. Get off at exit 1, turn right, and you will run into the track. That is Cordova Dragway this Saturday and Sunday. They got a big tire race, I believe, a $5,000 payout. And they also got, on Sunday, they got like a small tire race, $3,000 or $5,000 payout. So y'all go out there and support Big Donye and Terry. So it's a good thing, them boys putting on a weekend of drag racing. So
That's what's up.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
I wish we'd have had a race Sunday. I sure go get that nickel.
Y'all got no cars in your cap? Just send one of them up there.
Sunday we trying to knock that bottom out. Hey, do me a favor. Call, you got Turbo. Hey, DJ, call Turbo Tim. See if they coming down or something. I know I got a raise right there. I know I got a raise there, Bo Sin. Man, raise again, boy. You with one, two people, it's over with. Hey, Bill, you see that man who got them turbos? Wasn't that he stay in Chicago?
Terry, ask me up.
Say what? Say what?
You know what? What's that man who be on the show who got them turbos? He be one.
Terry, ask me up.
You see it on, man? Well, don't tell me
he
didn't start ducking, too.
He's on here. He don't work. Terry, hit the one button that you can talk.
Okay.
What?
I got here. Hey, Mark. Hey, Marky. Marky, I'm going to be there tomorrow, Marky. Man, get your ass on them. Raise three more tempo with you.
Yeah, man. Hey, Terry, your mic is open. Mark want to talk to you.
Damn. Y'all ready yet? Tim, y'all ready yet? Oh, Lord.
What?
What did you drop?
Oh, give me one.
Well, y'all, I'm going to shut the fuck up. Y'all say goodbye to the bad guy. Y'all never see another bad guy like this again.
Oh, I think somebody trying to get in to talk to you. They just called. I'm trying to pick back over.
There ain't nobody but CeCe, man.
It ain't CeCe. I promise you that.
Okay, get him on the line.
Hold on. Let me check. I got about 30-some texts. Hold on a second. Dang. Hold on.
I'm going to go back. I'm going to put this motherfucker on video. I've been on the house.
He said one minute, Mark, he had a meeting. Yeah.
I need you to get somebody on the phone. Get tight on the phone.
I need tight phone number.
He ain't got his phone number. Okay, hold on.
I got his first four. I know his first four.
You know his first four?
I mean his first three. The error code.
You know
the. I think his last four is 3716.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the first three?
You got me in the private room. I don't know if you want a number.
Oh, yeah, businessman. He don't mind those numbers.
Huh? He might not mind. I don't know. Right?
Man, he's supposed to go in the private room and get a motherfucker phone on. Lord, man. Y'all disrespect the show.
They trying you up, ain't they, Mark?
Yeah, they trying to put me in that dish and twist there.
They better recognize the player when they see one.
Yeah, they trying to put me in that dish and twist there now.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all, I want to tell y'all congrats, too, on y'all win, Mark. I'm glad to see y'all got that thing together, you know, player, pimp to pimp, you know. Y'all been working on it so hard. All last year, y'all couldn't get it right, but it seemed like y'all got it right. That's good, you know. Another raise, because y'all 901 crew bringing two grudge cards to the game this year. That's big. That's real big.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, bro.
We're trying to do something, man.
Talk to him.
Even though we're going to get at each other's throats, but, you know, hey,
we're
going to get at each other's throats, I'm going to go right. You feel me?
Hey, Mark.
I'm gone.
Yo. Yo. Yeah,
DJ.
What's happening, Mark?
Well, I can't hear you.
I said, what's happening, Mark? This kid in Chicago.
Well, kid, how you doing, Mr. Kid?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I see y'all boys down there on the 17th.
Okay, you be there. What about Mr. Sleepy? He coming down. We got to get Sleepy in the bag.
Me, Drag, probably three little.
Okay,
probably a few of us be on down there. Yeah.
All right. Well, make sure you see me. I want to give you sleeping packets from if you
don't
make
it. Yep. What's happening, DJ?
man. DJ gone in.
What's that?
I'm sorry, my
bad.
I'm calling on DJ.
Hey, brother, what's going on? I was just trying to respond to some of these texts, man. Good gracious. Mark got everybody stirred up. Mark on the head. God damn. Lord have mercy.
Hey, man, I'm trying to lock somebody in for the 17th, man. Since they time this weekend of the 17th. McKenna Kane, Lil Shorty, Tennessee Mock. It don't make no difference. Memphis game. It don't make no difference. Pick your death. Joey, I love out Joey. Man, you know what? I run down here with Junior. Get down here on the phone.
I bet down here look pretty good, Mark.
I bet you won't.
I said get him on his phone.
I bet you won't.
Get his ass on his phone. Will you lock him in then? 1-on-5. Fuck you mean? On the 17th.
Down here, down over the weekend.
Hold on, man. Let me get down here on the phone, man. Bet you won't.
Bet you won't.
Look like you need to buy y'all super or something.
Hey, it's Wesley. I can't get that to right now. I'll give you a call later.
Do you want to lock this motherfucker in, man? I bet you won't. Fuck you, man.
I can't lock another man.
I bet you won't run him with Junior.
You better put Teddy
K.
I don't need you running my money. I run this motherfucker. Hey, Tite, Mr. Tite.
What up,
Mark? Y'all ready? Y'all ready to see us, sir?
Damn. No.
Y'all not? Okay. Well, let me know when y'all get ready, sir.
In due time.
Yeah. Hey, DJ.
What's up, DJ?
Hey,
hold up. Yes. What's going on?
I got a couple text messages. The 17th, is that Bobby Cole's race?
Yeah.
Y'all here now. Y'all on the show. Y'all here now in Holly Springs, August 17th. That's Bobby Cole's race.
And this weekend we got Donye's race. And tell them about Donye's race again in the north, Biz.
Oh, it's Cadova, Illinois. It's the Midwest Super Bowl. Donye got a couple of races locked in. He got the Big Tie Shootout. Hold on. I just called Donye. Tell him to call into the show or call me or something. I just called Donye.
Hey.
I got a fish on the hook.
It's nothing about Donye show. BET hosts a show Sunday and Holly Springs Dragway. Everybody show up and show out. Don't leave BET out now. He is a 9-1-4 member now. And
hope everybody can make it.
I ain't got to call him. I'm telling you about it. And stay crushed. Anybody want to run us? Meet us in Holly Springs this weekend with Kenny Kane, Memphis the Gangster, and Lil Shorty, and Junior. Now, anybody can prove that message, me and I can. So goodbye. Have a nice day.
Oh, Memphis Gangster. What's the Memphis Gangster?
Say it one more time.
Hold on,
Marco. Say it one more time, Marco. Everybody hear what you're saying.
I just said BET is hosting a race at Hollis Springs Dragway this weekend, Sunday. He have all Grudfest. And anybody want to meet and one of them cars in Hollis Springs on the 17th, Kenny Kane Jr., a little shorter of the Memphis Gangsta, just come and see us. Simple as that.
Hey, BET show is called Train to Go. It's called Train to Go.
What are we going to do? We go.
Hold on. We got somebody from Alabama trying to get in. Hold on, Mark. You trying to get somebody from Alabama?
I'm gone to meet.
334-5002. Your mic is open.
I take over right here, B. You looking for me?
Yeah, we looking for you. What you
want to
do?
Oh, goddamn, Wick, come on the phone. I want to talk to Mark. I want to talk to Wick.
Yeah, you talking to me. Mark gone. You talking to me. We tired of you, goddamn it, ducking. You've been ducking all this year. What's up? Where you coming to Hollis Springs this Sunday, what?
I got a long weekend. I got to work this weekend. I've been working strong, man.
Well, what the hell you called for then?
We gonna have somebody over there for you.
Check this out though. Biz, on the real tip, if you think Donye going to Milan on the ninth?
I ain't gonna say it's a free 10,000, but it is a no entry 10,000. I believe he'll be there.
No, because I will lock him in for Big Wayne race. And then if
Junior,
you want to lock in for Light Cone race, we can lock in for,
Junior,
for both fishes.
With
no,
Junior?
No.
But Mark said Junior. Mark said Junior, though. Get Mark back on the phone.
I said Junior and Hollis Frank.
Yes, you did.
That's what I said.
All right. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
He said Miley. I'm talking about Miley.
Running through Candy Cane in Miley. 1-on-3. And then we lock him back in for Hollis Springs on the 17th and next weekend for 1-on-3.
All right. He got a race this weekend. He told me to give him 10 minutes, call him back.
Right.
So we'll give him 10 minutes, call him back. But I know
what I am liking about the grug world is doing now,
we lock it in races with break clauses. You know, a lot of and that's when you know somebody's trying to race. So, you know, he got a big race this weekend, y'all got a big race this weekend. So we probably Monday or Tuesday next week.
Basically Curtis and lock in with mother we know on race.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, exactly. I'm starting to like that. You know.
Yeah. We'll wait to the middle of the week and then we'll lock it in on BET race if he want to.
Yeah. Okay.
I want Young Money too. I want to lock Young Money in my ass even too.
Young Money?
Yeah.
And them guys got about 18 cars up there, man. God,
you
dog,
gotta
boy.
Get them on. They was just on dog show. They said they're gonna let me know. So you just gotta get them on.
Yeah. Yeah. They got about 18 cars up there, man. The burgundy blue they just came out with, John Doe. Oh my God, work of art. I don't think he's gonna run like that.
Who is that, Ben?
Young Money, man. They just sent me some pictures today of John Doe. They sent me pictures of Darth Vader. That's a new Mustang they coming out with, and they said they looking for Wick in the daylight with a flashlight. So, you know.
But one thing about it, they ain't gonna, 901 ain't hard to find. I gotta admit, man.
We're in that hole all the time.
I talk shit, I try to call like I said. Yes, sir.
Hey, DJ, you forgot to give me my goddamn money.
What money? I want with y'all. What your percentage?
My 15%, motherfucker.
Hey, I didn't win much, but I did win 600. I won 600.
Well, you owe me $75, Biz. And DJ, you won $1,000. You owe me $150, DJ.
Yeah. Hey, I gave it right back when Dog Red lit. So, you know, gave it right back.
There you go. I don't know what the hell Dog was doing. He should have left that boy in the car, Matt, here. I don't know what the hell Dog got his old rusty foot ass in there for.
Boy, shit. I had a good time. Boy, wish you was in rare form, man. I was like, and that picture they got of you on Facebook jumping about 15 feet now, I said, what in the hell? Whit was in rare form,
hey,
y'all. Yeah.
Hey, I tried to push. You see me try to push Tony Wright and them cops back by myself.
Yeah. I said, what the
hell? Tony Wright trying to make a sit down at 10:50, and we finna go up this race. They going to blow the track at 11 o'clock. I told Tony Wright, get that motherfucker back. He shook that motherfucker down still, though. That slow motherfucker, they got the corner together.
Oh,
that
shit.
Motherfucker slow.
I don't know if you call that slow. That motherfucker, that's a show. No, good looking slow.
Man, let me tell you something, DJ.
Yeah.
The flames that make it look fast, man. That motherfucker slow as a motherfucker. The flames make you look fast, man.
Oh man,
you
the flames make
you look. You see that Cadillac, didn't you? You seen the Cadillac out there with that goddamn spy on the trunk? It had a spy on the trunk with two of those holes. It was red.
I got most of it out there. But, yeah. Hold on.
Hey, Turbo Tim, you need to come on, man. We're running out of money.
Hey, Devo! Devo! DJ, where Devo Tim go?
Turbo, where you at, Turbo?
Hey, man, y'all ain't got done yet. Back in,
too. I don't know.
Progressive, not just
man, they ain't talking no more. DJ, what the hell y'all got going on?
Hold on. I don't know what's up. Yeah, come on.
Huh?
Turbo hit the one.
Hey.
I don't know if
Turbo
might be muted. Turbo on here.
Hey, cause I'm progressing, so some work on this thing.
Well, all I said looks like it's gonna get real good here, real quick. Now, y'all say what y'all want to say, but I seen a little video of Donye, and Donye looks good to me too now.
Man, y'all been saying that for 4 years. Won't beat Donye ass.
Huh?
Well, I
believe y'all gonna have to be to that now. Shouldn't have said it. I know y'all goes. So I ain't trying to say y'all won't, but he ain't gonna back us. Donye looks good.
It seems like Biz a hater. He ain't called the goddamn man.
I want to hear him get on the line too. They say he was fresh out. The chassis shop for the Texas race out there. So he wasn't all the way he needed to be. He kind of went out there a little premature and let gold to get away. They say he's looking for gold there again. And but they say now he is on point.
Hey DJ, who you been with? Remember Gangs or Tony Fine?
I gotta see some.
I don't need to hold on.
I got to see some, man. I mean, y'all still gotta make that motherfucker work.
Okay, who you betting? You want to gamble a little bit or what? Damn,
If I had to bet right now, I had to bet what's on the line. If I had to bet right now.
Well, how much you want to bet then?
I'm gonna bet like $100.
Bet $100.
I got $100.
You $100. Hey, what button they get?
He coming.
right now.
Man, it don't take too long. I need to talk about Nick.
He coming. He coming. That nigga ain't gonna let you get that belt, man.
Man, I don't even want it. He can have it. We ain't running no belt. I'm just trying to knock his head off.
Oh, man.
Just trying to knock his head off, buddy.
Yeah.
Man, would you please get the man who run the show, man? What's wrong with Biz?
Hey, it must be in the private room or something. I don't know. I don't know what's happening, Ma. You know, they have your show too now, so.
That's all you want to bet, $100?
That's all I can bet. That's all I'm going to bet right now because I ain't seen nothing. I mean, but I just have to go with – I got to go with that just because it's right now. Y'all got too much to do in too short of a time.
Okay. All right. Look like you worried about us too much.
Huh?
Look like you worried about us too much.
Listen, man, if you ask me what I think, that's what I see. That's all. I'm only betting like y'all might pull it off. I'm betting on the clock. I don't think y'all got enough time. That's just me. I don't think y'all got enough time to get it ready.
Okay.
If y'all come out there hooking and bugging, Tony Brown going to blow y'all asshole out.
All right. Well,
now don't
think about it.
You gotta bring ass and get ass. Y'all gonna do it. So,
yeah.
I mean, I know y'all don't know no reverse, but I don't know. I ain't no money, but at the same time, I don't know. That's on y'all.
Do you got anybody want to lock these cars in for the 17th?
Anybody want to lock in the 901? Y'all him. I still ain't got to take all these texts. I'm sorry. Hold on. Wait a minute. Call me. Okay, hold on. Terry needs somebody to call him. I guess he done got the memo of you running your mouth. So Terry trying to get on the phone to address you, I'm sure. I just get that. I don't know if Terry listened to somebody else line or what. But I think he said he can't get on to the show full. We need to get Terry on so Terry can address Mark. Hello. Hey. Somebody got background.
Man, Bud Nick don't never leave y'all live show no more. I can't wait to Bud Nick get back. Y'all run this show like it ain't no way it's going to be.
Oh, I don't know. He should be getting over here. Hold on. Yes, great. 2 minute ticks. Let me send Bud Nick a damn text. See where the hell he is. Let me do that. Because I don't know where B is at. Hold on a second.
Well, I can't believe killing them ain't ready.
Yeah. Ben, is back on yet? It's just still me and you, Mark.
It's still me and you, Father. I don't know.
Is anybody going to challenge Mark in the 901 Bad Boy tonight? I want to goddamn know. If these boys here just saying, fuck everybody. And that's what it seems like you're saying, Mark. Is that what it is? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Damn everybody, yeah. That's right. Damn all this talk.
From the north to the south to the east to the west.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I need that tape. You know that tape they playing last year? I'm the baddest motherfucker around. You don't believe me? What's that tape? Them big time cars. Them backhand cars. That's my tape. Play my tape, DJ. I'm the baddest. But we the baddest. 901 the baddest. See, we ran Danny Dave at with time.
Who?
Danny Dave, Oklahoma Outlaw, come down with that bullshit.
No, he got to the truck.
Man, ran it that way around. Don't come to this goddamn hole no more. Won't rain.
Well, he wouldn't do nothing.
Man, won't rain nothing, man. Danny Dave ain't shit.
Which one is that? Which car he got?
That truck that's known.
The truck?
The little ass truck.
Man.
Oh, shit, I'm back.
I don't know what he's here about that.
Man, you did. Hey, man, I'm back. Hey, man, y'all fucked the show up, man. Y'all fucked the show all the
way up. You came over here and made everybody cry. I don't understand. Nobody want to say nothing. Well, somebody come on here and say what they. If somebody want to, I guess pat 901 on the back, then goddamn, maybe we can start talking. Maybe you just you can't talk. Sometimes when you talk like that, Marg, it make people don't want to press the one button.
Well, you know, hey, fuck them. They all right then.
That stuff. Anybody want to comment on that? What y'all think about 901? It's taking over the grudge game. What y'all think about that? Y'all taking over, Mark.
Yeah. DJ. Well, say goodbye to the bad guy. Your motherfucker cut her down. Say goodbye to the bad guy.
Hold on. Let me see if this button nigga try to call me. Hold on a second. Hold on. Damn, where the hell my butt at?
Damn, 901 bad boy. I got one car they scared of.
What car they scared of? Who is that? Who in the hell is that?
These boy got one car everybody scared of. That God of mine.
That sound like, that ain't
all these wannabe drag racers. Ain't nobody said nothing to 901 bad boy. God dang. What they spending their money for?
Who is that? Who is this talking?
Paul, Elmer.
Who?
That's fucked up, man. All these damn race cars and won't nobody say nothing.
I'm trying to care who is that, Mark?
I don't know. Yeah,
is that the Memphis gang?
You mean to tell me y'all said a 901 bad boy, they got one car?
No, they don't remember games, don't they?
Oh, man, I know who that is. God damn.
Oh, these boys got a race car. They still a 901 bad boy. They ought to be ashamed. What they spending their money for? 901 bad boy finna make y'all stop shopping.
That what you think, sir? Who is this talking? Let the good world know who this is.
Say wee wee. Part of the food crew.
What's up, wee wee? AKA Funk Valley.
What's going on, Mr. Stoner?
What's happening, man?
Man, I hear
you've been listening. What you think about all this? What do you think about all this?
I don't know, man. I don't know what to say, man. 901 bad boy got everybody quiet. I thought everybody had money to spend. You tell me 901 bad boy the only one spending money?
Well, I can honestly admit, a couple of weeks ago, you couldn't, you know, 901 really couldn't say everybody because they ain't had no oil pressure too tough, and a lot of people just really just were talking real nasty and real down on 901.
Now you can hear a rat piss on cotton.
All it's taking one weekend to change the whole scene.
Can't piss on cotton tonight. Everybody talking about it, butt naked. The show bad because butt naked ain't here. Fuck that. 901 bad boy got the flow tonight.
Come on, they talk to get, me.
They can't get nobody to push a button or nothing.
We don't. Tell you, this man ego don't need no more stroking. Please. Just,
come on,
just,
talk to me.
Yeah. I thought everybody could buy performer part. Seems like 901 bad boy, the only one can buy performer part to go fast.
All these bars got red cards. Ain't nobody saying that.
Well, I'm going to say it like this, though. Bottom line is, I said it before. I said a lot of these cars getting late starts. 901 came. Like I said, Lil Rick been out. Tony Bynes been out. Tony Wright been out. But them the only ones really been out on 29. Ain't nobody else really been out there. And just like, boom, 901 pop out this weekend and knock off what most think is the number one 29. It's a lot of people think this, which is the number one 29 car, which is Lil Rick. 901 come out one weekend and knock them off and boom.
And now they say they don't care about nobody. All these boys out here in the grudge world, you don't hear nobody saying
well,
that.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say this. You know, I Candy Cane look real good. 901 beating on their chest, and they got very good reason to beat on their chest, but there's some other bears on the way now. Listen to me. All I can say is when they get really, really good. You got Donye out. Donye up in the north. Donye look real good. Hold on, man. I would love to see. I can't get him on the phone. I can't get him on the phone. But I would love to see Don Ye and Candy Cane Tiles. I would love to see that myself. Those are two cars that really just kind of bust out on the scene. They ain't been out but a weekend. Both were 2 weekends. 901 was out last weekend. I think Hollis Green had a little mishap, but they come right back and knock off pretty much the number one man. And then Donye had a little miss up in Texas, but he was up north, and they say, I think Donye beat the car that whooped Tony Bynes, if I'm not mistaken. Am I correct? Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. But the car I was told that beat Tony
Bynes.
Yeah, you're correct.
You're correct. That was a big time racing. Big time racing. They got some 10.5 Ws on that car. And he beat Tony in Morocco, and Donye turned around and beat him in Michigan.
That's what I'm saying. One weekend, that's all it takes to change the whole, to make shit just change. Grudge racing is what have you done for me lately? Damn what you did yesterday. They talking about what you did today.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Used to call him in 10 minutes. It's been a fucking hour. You ain't called a man yet.
Hold on, let me try.
You trying to save somebody?
Hold on, let me call him right now.
Come on, King B. Don't be no captain saving, King B. Don't save nobody. Don't do damn save them. Let them get their asshole blew out.
Hello.
Is Donye?
Who?
Is this Donye?
No.
Okay.
Man, you calling the wrong number. Man, what's wrong with you?
It's impossible for me to call the wrong number because it's programmed in my phone.
Hold on. He just don't want to talk. So I got nervous.
But I did call the wrong number. You got to do that.
But it looks
I'm gonna get it right this time.
Get up to the goal. Get up to the goal.
Hold on.
Wait.
Settle down,
but
I can't hear.
Donye.
What up, man? What up? Fuck them 901 bad balls, man.
You have reached the voicemail box of
708-2889. Well, ain't looking good, y'all, goddamn, these days, y'all race team. Ain't looking good.
You have reached the voicemail box of 708-2889.
Hey, man, you quit calling, man. You told the man cut his goddamn phone off, man. You quit calling. damn.
I told y'all that we had picked up them.
You good call, man. Don't think you better than that. Then you hang on with them. Hey, man.
These days
look pretty bad.
situation going, man.
Oh, DJ, they look pretty bad on y'all side there, DJ. They look pretty bad.
We look bad on that.
Up North champion. He is champion. Champion where else is goddamn phone.
That,
where the hell is
that, that's Up North 29 in Sac King.
No, man. Well, you just don't keep four games on. Where are you online?
I'm telling you. I'm telling
you have reached the voicemail box of 708.
2 8
hey,
somebody said, no, all the Up North people on this phone. Somebody called
Danya.
Yeah, goddamn, man. Somebody know how to go.
Hey, he on Atomic Dog Show, man. Let me send him a text. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Hey, DJ. Yeah. You know that look bad, DJ. Being he got too many people on.
He on another show. You know, he was just over there in Texas, so he probably just, you know, trying to talk to some of them Texas fans, that's all. He finna come over here and get on your ass.
Hey, man, Ben,
hold on. No, you ain't finna come see what you want, man.
I can't tell. Lock me in, then.
What?
That was stupid.
I'm
going to bet you 100 he don't lock me in. And what you want to bet?
Well, hold on. Okay, hold on.
For the 17th. For the 17th.
He probably ain't going to lock in for the 17th. I can't say he's going to do that.
All right, then.
But I bet 100.
I bet you 500 he run you this year. I bet you 500 he run
you
this year.
How about that?
He gonna run you some damn well.
Man, you're not no Chicago guy no more. You're a downtown. Fit the hell up. Man. Let me bring
your ass back up
though. When we get that hot-ass rabbit coat, you call a mink coat and get that ass back up though.
Hold on.
Keep hollering about this, and then soon we get that ass pulled out. Well, Don, yeah, he should have done this. He should have done this, boat. Go ahead and get it.
Oh, man.
Call 901.
Yeah.
901 ain't got nobody talking on the phone tonight.
Oh, here we go. You cocksucker, you Mark. Danye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that not what you say, Mark.
Hey,
what you
Danye,
say?
Danye. Hey, Danye, you coming down here on the 17th, sir?
On the 17th.
17th. Bobby and Ray. Bobby Ray, this month. Next weekend. Next Sunday.
No, I'll be over
in St. George. Okay. Well, what about Maryland? You gonna be in Maryland, sir? You going to that race in Maryland?
I don't know yet.
All right. I'm trying to lock in, sir.
You trying to lock me in?
With Cannon Cane. He said if you come to Holly Spring, he'll run you with Lil Junior. Or Junior.
So I did say that. He bring his ass to Holly Spring, I'll run him with Junior. Far there, I'll run his ass with Cannon Cane.
Yeah.
Anything else? Cock block. Anything else, cock block? What's that?
What you want to do something with Junior?
You can come down on 17th. I'll lock in on 17th.
And he said 105.
I won't be around on 17th.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Now y'all can bring one car up Saturday, Candy Cane, and I'll lock y'all in 5-on-3 or better.
Say what now?
Y'all bring one car to my race. Y'all bring Candy Cane up to my race Saturday, and I'm gonna lock you in 5-on-3 or better.
We can't come to your race, sir, cause we didn't know nothing about your race. And BET having a race down here Sunday, sir. That's the only reason why we ain't gonna make it. I just told. Your cock blocker.
Wait, hold on.
We didn't know nothing about your race, sir. I'm being honest with you.
Who is this? Who I'm talking to?
This Mark.
This Mark.
Mark, man.
Oh, okay. I told Wick. I called Wick a couple times.
Okay, well, I ain't know nothing about it, sir.
Well, I tell you what, Mark.
I
tell you what. If you get up there early, we'll whoop you real quick and get you back home Sunday in time.
Man, would you shut the hell up, man? What the hell are you running your goddamn mouth for? Taking your ass. What the fuck you want to do?
Yeah, I promise I'll have y'all back on the road by 10 o'clock.
Well,
I got somebody run anything in the 901 in Holly Springs. I got anything I will run in the 901 camp 1 on 10 on the 17th. Now what you want to do?
Okay.
Just tell me which car
you got. Do you got 29?
No. I'll tell you what I got. I got something.
Well,
I'm gonna run the 901.
What the fuck are you talking about, then? You got 29 315. Lock your motherfucking
nope.
ass in.
Nope. It ain't got 29 or 315.
Shut the fuck up.
What side tie do you
got? We got that other motherfucker. What side tie you want 3 on 10?
I don't give a damn what tie you got. Don't worry about what
tie
I got. Run with your brun. Run with your brun, man.
Wait, shit, that in case you can have a pull mod. Just tell me what side tie you want to run.
I don't know what side tie on. I ain't look.
But you don't want a race then. You looking for a goddamn scapegoat.
No, I'm not.
3 on 10.
Bobby, your mic is open, Bobby.
I don't give a fuck. I want you to run for how? It don't matter what kind of car you got.
That was your man. That was your man who said 3 on 15. I didn't say nothing about no money.
No.
That was your man.
Well, you said about the money on 10. I ain't got no problem with the money. Let's get the tie side right. Damn the money. Let's get the tie side right.
Let me call you a tie side you got. Hold on.
Damn. Dead right. Damn the money.
That damn tie is the problem. As long as you got a three-quarter car, you can get your ass down here.
I'll be up in Cecil County August 23rd. Y'all coming up now?
Hey, Kanye, this is weird. We'll be in Milan. I locked you in over there. I said, we'll be in Milan on the 9th. Yeah, we'll be over there in Milan on the 9th. I locked you in 1 on 3.
I don't know if I'm going to be. I probably won't be in Milan. I'm probably going to be in Texas.
Okay, because I want to try to give you some get back on your end. But you done been down here a couple of times. I want you to get back on your
end. Y'all going up to the race and see the Left 4 Dead?
Nah, not on the 23rd. August 23rd, you saying?
Yeah.
We ain't going August 23rd. We're going to take that weekend off.
Well, I like this sound like both parties want to go, but it's just a matter of getting the goddamn date right. Is that what it sounds like?
So we going to the north on the 9th, so I figure, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
So Kanye, if you don't go to Texas or wherever, that sounds like something you might be interested in doing?
Oh, yeah.
I want to make it clear. I want people to know. I know. I don't think it'll be no problem. So I don't want everybody to know. I don't want nobody to think Donye bagging up, because I know Donye trying to go, and we all know with them trying to go. So that's what we want. That's what we like. We want to see two parties that's trying to go.
I'm trying to lock in Rambo for Saturday too.
Okay, that's right. Rambo this Saturday.
This side, or don't.
Sounds like a plan. And who Biz calling somebody for y'all with? With. More.
Yeah.
Ooh, y'all done shook up the world this weekend, man. How are y'all?
Donye, tell them about your race this week.
Hey, I'm having a race August 2nd this Saturday. Gates going to open at 10, Cordova Dragway. Baddest girls cars in the Midwest. Going to be there looking for action. Everybody welcome to come up. Come up and have a good time. Get y'all ass beat and sit back down. That's how it's going
to
go.
I like the fact you said if Whitney was to come on up, you'd have him back on the road by 10 with asthma.
Yeah, I'm going to have him on the road by 10, man. We're going to send him back home with full stomachs and flat pockets.
I'm sure Whitney didn't have to be in Hot Springs Sunday. That's what asked me. I'm through this show.
Yeah, that's the weekend. I'm gonna be on family vacation. That's my weekend off.
Mm-hmm. Man, we waiting on Biz to see what Biz gonna do. I don't know where my
he didn't pick up. Damn it, I don't know what size tie he got, but damn it, as soon as I find out. I got 9-on-1 on speed dial. Damn it, we gonna do it. I don't give a damn what they got.
Oh shit! What do you think about that, Wick? Wick, where you at? Lord.
Okay, I just heard Donye locked in a couple races in Texas on the 9th. So definitely gonna go down there and represent. I just got a text saying Donye locked in Tony Thorne and the Duke boys for August 9th.
The Duke boys from New Haven. They gonna have the damn truck out there.
Nah, they gonna have that. Hey, do they still got that black truck?
Yeah, still got the black truck.
Yeah, I got to admit,
I got the memo. They say you're looking real good up there, brother. Congratulations on coming back and being back in the saddle. I know it's got to feel good.
Yeah, that's only the second time I've been out this year.
Yeah, that's what I heard. You know, I got a little video. I don't know if it was on Facebook or something. Somebody sent it to me. Look, you're looking good, brother. You're looking good.
Rambo.
You're always looking fast when you're going down the track by yourself.
Now, you ain't no need to be modest. He's 29 this time, Ben. Get that. Everybody want to be modest. Just want to say this, say that. Everybody, hey, man. You ain't got to be. Just tell him over, get their ass down. That's it. Ain't no reason for nobody to hit the reverse button. None at all.
Well, getting down right now, we got it on kill, and we ready to go. We ready to engage with whoever.
That's what I'm talking about. Y'all heard that.
We just got to get the dates right. When we get the dates right, we're going to get the plan together.
That's it. Okay, then.
You ain't talked to Tony about coming there, locking in Rambo?
I'm actually waiting on Tony to call me back.
All righty. Well, that ought to be good. That's worth the price of admission, right? Yeah. Well, I already know, right? I mean, but Tony Bob already made it. I already said, and if he go up there, he got, you know, him and you got to face each other. He know, I mean, that's a given.
We've been trying to get this done for a while here.
Uh-huh.
Something keep happening every time we go somewhere. Every time we in the same place at the same time.
What about the rematch with the White Shark or whatever his name?
With Cold Killer?
Yeah.
Last time I talked to Cold Killer at the track, he was trying to get the money together. What it was gonna be. Now, my understanding, The car was sold, but the car will be in the house.
Say that one more time.
Car, new owner.
Say that one more time.
That's what the room is for, so I don't know. The car will be in the house.
Okay. Wow.
Might be a new owner, might not be. I don't know.
All righty then. Well,
last time I talked to Killer at the track, we were trying to figure out what we were going to do it for.
Okay. So, Killer. All righty then. Well, Donye done came on and everybody quiet.
Damn, I've been talking, trying to get everybody get off that subject. Got dogged, and my phone was on mute. Where Bobby at? Where Mark at? Got dogged. I got a free, just text me back. I got a 4417 on there. What y'all want to do? I got a 4417 on there. What y'all want to do?
A 4417.
A 4417. Got dogged.
Goodness gracious.
What is that?
What the heck is that?
I don't know
what it is. A 4417. Yeah, I got a 4417 on that. I got some balloons on that. What y'all want to do? Nicest car.
901.
Looks like the table's been changed.
I'm running grudge cars only. I'm running grudge cars only. Ain't running nothing to turn on the clocks. What y'all want to do, damn it? I got adopted into a new family. Y'all seen it on Facebook. Y'all seen my new tuna. Damn it. God dog it. Yeah, and I got the green light. God dog it.
No,
I got the green
man.
Light. God
hey,
damn
no
right.
Oh, hell no. They might
you're damn right
now.
It is red. Yeah, it is red. I got five text messages when I said it. Yeah, I got adopted to the family, damn it. Yeah, it is red. I got some 4417, and I got the green light to lock it in. Anybody on this damn phone, damn it, got the back tie. Now what do you want to do? Anybody on this damn phone got the back tie. Now what else? I don't give a damn what you got. Anybody on this phone, press the one button, you got the back damn tie. Nah, there you go. That's how you do it, DJ. That's how you do it, damn it.
My phone's blowing up now, too. The head takes me. God damn it, man.
Yeah, damn it, it got the back. Who ain't nobody on this damn phone right now got the backstage tie? I don't give a damn who you are. Now get in them beans.
Man.
As long as you ain't turned on that clock. Long as you ain't turn on that clock, you got the backstage tie. I need to shut the show down now, DJ. God dang it, I done closed the show up. Go ahead
just
with your
like
final
you
did, comment.
Man. I can't read these texts fast enough. Hold on. Damn, man.
I was damn close. I was damn close. I got a 34.5 by 17 by 16, damn it. Now what? Now what I got.
A what?
Yep. A 34.5 by 17 by 16. That what I got. That what I got. Anybody on this phone got the backstage tie.
Yeah,
that what I got.
17 34.
Yeah. Yeah, now what?
Hello? Anybody home?
We must be in a private room, DJ. We're in a private room.
I don't know. Maybe we're in a private room. I don't know. I don't know, Ben.
Yeah, I'm in there with y'all.
Well, if ain't nobody got nothing to say, man, I don't like hearing my own voice. I ain't got too much more to say.
706-4218. You want the backstage tie? 706-4218. You want the backstage tie?
You damn right. Lock your bitch ass in.
Yeah.
You ain't saying another goddamn word. Lock your bitch ass in.
Okay.
Now
who is this? Who is this?
You know who this is. I don't know what the fuck you bringing, so don't worry about who this is. Just lock him.
Okay. We're going to lock one on five this Thursday night in Jackson. How you like that?
Fuck that one on five. Let's do it right. Let's do it like men. Let's do five on ten.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
Yeah, okay, five on ten. We do five on ten.
You call
five
your
on
shot,
ten.
I call my money.
Okay, five on ten. 500 on 10,000.
Damn,
I like
five
that.
Five what? you ain't playing that quick time shit with me now.
Hold on, damn it.
Get it together. Get back on your damn phone. I'm in the private room now, goddamn it. You see that, DJ? Are we the only two in the goddamn private room?
Yeah,
hold on. I clicked over. Hold on.
I know. I'm here, goddamn. You got the rub. I'm holding on. As long as you got them things to push, I'm on this motherfucker.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that goddamn shit. I dare a motherfucker to come on here talking that shit to me. I guess we in the private room again, D.
Yeah. Now what was you?
Hey, don't call right back.
Get me out of the damn private room, DJ. Get that badass D back on this fucking phone, man.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, wait. Hey, DJ. I got the own on the phone. Damn it.
Oh shit.
Okay, I got the owner on the phone now. Now, what was you saying, 706-4218? What was you saying?
You can't. Oh, you done lost your fucking hearing. You heard me when I said the first time. I said just
no,
do 5 on 10, goddammit. Don't worry about who the owner is.
I don't care who you are. I ain't never said I was the owner. I said I got adopted in the family. No,
well,
I ain't never said I was
the
owner.
Like you the damn owner. You were telling me that you were telling everybody else the damn owner.
Who is you? Who is you? I'm not running no ghost car. I told you what I got. I told you what I got.
Well,
what you got?
I got the same damn tie you got. And DJ know it.
Same guy. DJ, who I'm talking to?
Don't do that, DJ. I don't know who the fuck he got or what he's talking about. You didn't tell us who you got. So don't worry about it. I got the same tie you got.
Yeah, I think he do, man.
I do. I have the same fucking tie.
Dude, it sounds like you look like me. I might try you.
You damn
Mark,
crazy.
What you
want to
do?
Look like you.
Mark, what you want to do?
You know what the hell I said. What you got?
Hold on, man. 706. 706. I'm talking to the owner. Hold on, 706.
Oh, okay.
Talking to the owner.
Okay. I ain't going to make it hard. I want it to happen.
Marcus, what you want to do?
Dude, I want to do whatever they want to do. We ready anytime, anywhere. Any amount of money they all get up, we ready.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What'd you say, 706?
Did you hear me stutter? I said the same damn thing he said.
You want to lock in this Thursday? Hey, Marcus, you ready this Thursday?
No, I'm not going to be in town this Thursday. I can do it next Thursday. You talking about
next Thursday?
After tomorrow, I won't be here.
Okay. Next Thursday?
Let me check to see if I can do it next Thursday, and I'll give you a call before the week is over with. I thought you were saying next Thursday. And then I like what you're talking about. That's
okay.
That's
all right. So right now, tentatively speaking, next Thursday in Jackson, 5 on 10.
If I can do that, I will look at what you said for this Thursday.
That's why I got the owner on the phone.
I appreciate what you did. That's no more than right. You did.
Yeah.
I really have an understanding than a misunderstanding.
Okay. That ain't no question, especially when you're talking about that type of money.
I can assure you, Biz, he ain't going high there.
Okay. Well,
you can assure him what?
Huh?
You can assure him what?
He's not blowing high there.
No,
I'm not saying we're not saying you, sir. I'm just trying to. We got you on the line, so I'm just telling Viz that this ain't nobody just talking shit. You know, some people listening on the phone might think, oh, this somebody, you know, I'm letting Viz, your man on the phone, he sounds credible. I'm just verifying that the other man that's on this phone is a very credible caller.
Well, he gonna get his back blowed out. I tell you that.
Hey, that's what. Yeah. Hey, that's all in the game.
That was all in the game.
Yeah. So we gonna get these two on the phone next Tuesday, and if you ready for the following Thursday, we gonna lock you in, Fag.
Just get me in. You ain't got to call me. I'm in like Flynn.
I was going by what you said about this Thursday. So, like I say, next Thursday, I'll let you know for the week.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, okay. Y'all call me.
Yeah.
We'll make it official next Tuesday night.
All right, Ted.
All right, Marcus. I appreciate it. All right. You thought I was playing? I wasn't playing.
No.
I just
came
like the man, kind of like boo boo, but yeah.
It ain't happened yet.
Bro. The only way it don't happen is you don't want it to happen.
You said Thursday. I told you Thursday. You said this Thursday.
I'm just trying to bring some action, brother.
Now wait till you
You absolutely right, sir.
And then say Thursday. I did exactly what you said. You made the rule. And then
I made the mistake and didn't know he was going out of town with his family. That's why I called him in before I locked that money in.
Don't jump like you did something then.
I didn't do nothing. But we're still gonna get the back blowed out.
We got all right. You'll know something before the week out.
Well, you even got the weekend. I'd like to let you know
early. All I gotta do is find out tomorrow. I know something about tomorrow, definitely.
Okay.
All I said, it sounds like it'll be a Wang Dang Doodle.
Yeah. Hold on. I got another call.
That's what it's all about.
D, your mic open. I just love being adopted into a good family. You know what I'm saying, DJ?
Yeah. You got adopted. We was already in a family, so that's
However, I get the same benefit. When they see you eating at the same table,
am I wrong or right?
Exactly.
Enjoy your meal.
I'm sure gonna enjoy it, baby.
Well, we good. We ain't got nothing to argue about. We all good.
No, we good.
That was just conversation. That was just a good appetizer.
That was a good appetizer for next week.
Yeah.
D, your mic open, D.
Hey, what's up, here? What's happening, D?
I got one quick question
I want to say what I think just for amazing. Huh? What happens to say that you run a guy, it wasn't a graduation where really, you run a guy that has not showed his ET, but turn around and say a few days later, we made any show with ET.
You're talking like you're trying to mac a girl, man. I can't understand what you're saying.
Say it again, B. Hey, B, get off there, B. It's his phone, man. Let me get a little closer to it then. What happened? Just hypothetically speaking, what would happen, say, he hasn't shown his ET? We post the clock, say a week later, a few days later, he goes to the clock. I mean, what were we going to say then? What do we say then? We don't want to run someone in a grudge game that has clocked it. So let's just say he goes to the clock a week later. What do we say about that?
Huh?
Well,
Tell me this,
are you talking about the two gentlemen that were just talking or just in general?
No, I'm just saying in general, DJ. I'm just saying in general. You know, most guys in a grudge game. They don't want to run someone that has posted the clock. So in general, what happens if you run him this week and say next week he goes to the clock?
That's just the chance you got to take. After the fact, it's after the fact, you know.
That's why I asked that question because I think too many races held up on the fact that of saying he's posted a task.
Hell, who cares if everybody's tired if I can beat him? If I beat
well,
these posts at time, they still don't know what I can run.
Let me tell you that. I'm going to say this, B. It's getting to the point where, you know, it is what it is, man. But somebody wants, anybody can grow it. If it's a class car, if it's whatever, anybody can grow a race. It's up to that person who owns the car. It takes two people to race. If I'm running somebody that showed their car, that's my damn choice. Because one thing about it, most of these class guys, they don't run them damn numbers when they get at a track where ain't but 70-80 race cars at versus 300 or 400 race cars at. I mean, the track is usually a whole lot better, and it's usually a little different. I mean, but that's, you know, but that's the choice that the two individuals that don't race. If they got a legitimate grudge, they want to grudge each other. Hey, shit, it is what it is, but.
Well, that's why I threw it out there, D, because I hear so many people come over here and they'll say, I'm not going to run him if he didn't post the time. Hell, he can post the time the next day.
Yeah.
but
I mean, like Ben said, if it's after the fact, then, you know, you can't control something that happened after. You can't predict the future if you're going to do that. But,
what you can look at, though, D, look at this, though. You can't predict the future, but you don't want to run him. The fact of his time being a legitimate measuring stick to your time. Well, you're still going to be faced with that same picture if he posted time the fucking the week after. That's my point. So what am I really saying? If you want to run it, and you better have money, you want to bet. I say take your paper. Because if you win, he's going to have a decent measuring stick to what you did, or he's not. Yeah. It's not going to fucking matter.
This is the main problem I feel like that with class races or people that mainly post their time that they don't really care nothing about the time racing the grudge race. Usually, and it's all the time, they don't respect the time. So if they race, it's not so much people knowing what they run. They're twisting to tell what the other guy ran or show the margin of victory or whatever. I ran this, so he can't be no faster than that. That's the only real hiccup with, you know, crossing them over, in my opinion.
And I think that's I think the same way you think. That is the biggest kickback. But I still say, what if they fucking do it the next week? I mean, you still out there. I ran Beers. Beers beat me. I go to the track the next week and post that time. You see what I'm saying?
I get you the list of stuff.
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
Bring something else, man.
I see, but I mean, I just look at it from a standpoint, man. You know, you just got to
313-4595. Your mic open. Hey, we got about 5 minutes, fellas. 313-4595. Your mic is open.
You probably ain't seen it. Ain't awesome, man.
And DJ, I've been on a month now, man. I ain't heard you on yet. I've been looking for you. I said I've been on for a month now. I'm on clocks off. I haven't been on for a month. I haven't heard you yet, man. I've been looking for you.
I don't know where yet.
I'm on 8:50 to 10:15. Saturday from 8 to 11.
From 8 to 11 on Saturday.
I'm on Saturday. 8:50, 10:16.
Clocks off.
Yeah, clocks off.
And what's the deal? What's the deal with clocks off?
Man, we just trying to do it. That's all. Just trying to do it. Make drag racing better, bigger and better. Giving it what it needs. Giving it a shot in the arm. You know, that's all. Whatever is down, we're trying to pick it up.
All right. Sounds good. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna ask you. Now, I've gotten a call with people. I don't really know that. And one thing about me, I ain't gonna bite my tongue. I'm just gonna shoot straight and ask.
You're right.
Now I've heard some things like it was from you. Now I could be wrong. That's why I'm asking you, and I'm asking you like I'm asking. I've heard there was some kind
you know
of
me. Stuff. You know me.
Towards Grudge Inc. I said I don't. I didn't believe that, but I don't know.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, I didn't quite catch it. Say that again now. You heard something?
Like it was some jabs from Clocks Off being directed at Grudge Inc.
Well, you're asking the right man.
Exactly.
Because I'm
going
to give it to you straight down the middle.
That's why I asked you. Because I know,
right.
I know you know me, and I know how you are, so that's why I asked direct.
We're going to cut it straight down the middle. I would never jab at no one myself. I haven't personally seen no one on Clock Stop. You got D and Larry on Saturday. You got Big Sham on Thursday. Long Island Joe on Monday. We got a couple more guys that come on. And I have yet to hear anyone throw a personal jab at Grudge Inc.
Okay.
Now, there was a young man that came on, and he wasn't from Clock Stop. He was just speaking as a
person. Well, that's fine. I don't have any, you know, everybody got free. So I really don't care either way. I know that here on Grudge Inc., we definitely don't jab at any other type of organization or say anything negative, especially on the air. I'm not even, and if I'm on the show and a fan is trying to talk down about another organization, I'm going to stop it.
Now, see, on the D and Larry show, what I do is, I mean, we don't get around with all that D's and A's. You know, it's more of a clean show than it is that.
Uh-huh.
And it's not about throwing jabs. It's about uplifting drag racing. Jabs, we hear.
So it's basically the same concept.
Yeah, come on,
same concept of grudging, then, right?
Yeah, all the grudging shows that I frequent visit, I still visit. You know, I called Witt Sunday to congratulate him on his day out because I heard he had a good day. You know, I'm not with that. And I don't know of no one that's with them. Now, BET posted a video. There were some guys in North that didn't like the video. So there have been some jabs thrown at BET. Not by me, but it has been some thrown. But as a whole, I ain't got nothing against Grudge Inc. I just chose to do
it. I honestly felt like you didn't, but I just, you know, I'm going to ask.
Yeah,
but I'm glad and